This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Can you really hunt a logging road? And if so, how? Well, all that and more on this episode. Hey, this is George with the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. Today, I want to talk to you just a little bit about hunting logging roads. Now, you might say, well, George, that just seems, something about that seems odd or seems off. You know, that's a man-made something or other. Should you really hunt a road? What is that? People get kind of weird when they hear that, or they just sit there and go, I don't know how to do that. Well, we're going to deal with both of those today. First of all, what is a logging road? If you're not familiar, well, every so many years or decades, they tend to take timber, or at least used to take timber, off of wooded areas. And so in order to do that, the bulldozers would come in and they would plow little roads, sometimes just cuts into the sides of hills, so they could zigzag their way up or zigzag their way through, or just plow straight through flat areas or up hills, around things, whatever. And eventually years, even decades pass, and those paths, those trails, oftentimes will stay open. And maybe they need a little maintenance. Eventually, if you don't maintain them, the forest will reclaim them. But it depends on, you know, number of things. How long, how much time, how often is it done, how much sunshine is in the area, what side of the hill is it on. But very often, you can find logging roads or the remains of logging roads on public land, private land. More so today, you also find gas well roads, which for all intents and purposes, we're going to lump into logging roads for everything else that I talk about on this episode. A lot of gas well drilling that happens, or maybe once happened, and they build these roads in. They're usually gravel roads, sometimes quite robust. They may have to hold up under very heavy tanker traffic and who knows what else. And those gas well line roads can last much, much longer than just your regular dirt pack logging road. So some people, they have gas well roads that they think are logging roads just because the gravel's been covered over the years. But the only reason why they're there decade after decade after decade and not reclaimed by the forest is because nothing other than grass really can grow through the rock and the gravel and maybe the layers of landscaping fabric or who knows what else that has been put in to build that road. So the bottom line is you've got some sort of a trail, of a path, maybe car width or bulldozer width, that goes through the woods, around hills, or whatnot. First question, is it ethical to hunt these paths or these roads? I can hardly entertain that question, honestly, with a straight face. Like, it is the woods. It is a path. It is a trail. Whether it's man-made, man-influenced, man-maintained, public land, private land, this is the forest. This is what you have to hunt. If turkeys are using it, why would you not use it to your advantage? Oftentimes, you know, people advise on walking on these paths because you can make less noise and there's less brush, so forth and so on. Why would you not hunt them? All right, so what does it mean to hunt a logging road? Well, turkeys, just like people, want to travel easily through the woods. And in some places, logging roads are by far the easiest way to travel around through the forest. And so turkeys like to use logging roads. They like to use gas line roads, whether they're dirt, grass, gravel. Very often, if those roads provide an easier path through the forest, they will use them. And they may use them a lot in some areas. They may use them all the time. It depends on the area, the terrain, and the cover, and all those other details. But turkeys may very much use logging roads. And so how do you hunt them? Well, it can be difficult to call a turkey off of a logging road. Because usually, if they're walking a road, they're going from somewhere to somewhere. They're moving through an area. They may be just loafing. Sometimes what you get are big puddles that'll develop on these roads. Perpetual puddles. They never go away. And turkeys will walk through there. They'll drink through there. They'll peck bugs out of there. So they may spend some time on the actual roads doing stuff. If it's grassy, they may be looking for grasshoppers and so on. But it can be difficult in either case to pull turkeys off of logging roads. You can. You certainly can. Not to say it can't happen, but it becomes more difficult. And so I think the best scenario is to develop ways to hunt them on the logging roads. All right. You want to be able to set up in locations and places where you can take shots at them while they're walking on the road. And this can work really well because if you're sitting on a logging road, maybe around a bend, and you're calling to turkeys, it can be all too natural for them to just follow the road right to you. However, there are some very serious issues that people have run into getting busted by turkeys when doing this. So the first thing you want to do when hunting a logging road or a gas line road or whatever is try to set up in a place where the turkeys can't see you and you can't see the turkeys until they're in shooting range. You want to hunt by sound, not by sight, if you can help it. And of course, if you want to hunt by sound, you've got to be able to hear the turkeys. And a lot of turkey hunters walk out into the woods minus 30% of their hearing, minus 50% of their hearing, minus 70% of their hearing from a lifetime of hunting everything from deer to turkey to waterfowl without hearing protection. And they are very compromised when trying to hunt turkeys by ear after a certain point in life. And you very much want to prevent that if at all possible, but if it's already happened, you need to compensate for it, which is where Tetra Hearing, the sponsor of this episode, comes in. Tetra provides what I believe is the absolute best hearing protection and enhancement technology in the world of anything that I have seen to date. They will calibrate the devices to your current hearing level, compensating for hearing loss. So if your right ear is down a lot, they can raise it up. If your left ear is down a little, they can raise it up so that both are even and both are the best that they can be relative to what perfect hearing would have been. Kind of like hearing aids, because they are based on very sophisticated hearing aid technology that are able to produce outstanding sound quality. so they can restore your hearing back to full while you have them on. They then, every time you pull the trigger on that Magnum turkey load or whatever you're shooting, they turn the sound of that shotgun report into something that's about as loud as a BB gun, and then instantly your hearing comes back, so you have hearing protection at a moment's notice every time you pull the trigger. And then they also are set up to detect and amplify the sounds that turkeys make, or whatever other animal if you set it to that game mode. Deer, waterfowl, pheasants, on and on. But you set it to turkey, and you can hear clucks, you can hear gobbles, you can hear wing beats, you can hear strutting, and all the various sounds the turkeys make from further away than you could even with perfect hearing and the naked ear. So Tetra has created technology that is not just effective, and gives you an edge so that you can hunt even better, and it's very comfortable. All right, they've got various levels that they have. They've got their Amp Pods, which are the less expensive level that is designed for turkey hunting, and those that have hearing loss, but they have some hearing protection, but not as much as the Shield series, which gives you outstanding protection. You can hunt, pull the trigger hundreds of times a day, shooting trap or sporting clays or what have you. Perfect hearing protection, as well as everything that the Amp Pods have in terms of amplification and compensating for your hearing. And then they have the Custom Shield series, which are molded to your own personal ears, providing better seal, more comfort, as well as everything that the others had and more, even with the ability to add Bluetooth if you want that. So Tetra makes outstanding products. I've been using them for years. The ones I go into the woods with every day, I bought with my own money before they became a sponsor of the podcast. All right, I paid for them with money I could have spent on maybe a higher-end shotgun or who knows what other gear, but I value the Tetras so much, I just tracked them down and said, hey, will you guys sponsor? You know, I'm a super fan and really appreciate everything that you're doing. So you can go to my website, newhuntersguide.com, find the show notes of this episode, or just go right up to the About menu on the website, mouse over it. You'll see on the list a link to Tetra's website, and right in that link, you will see a discount code that will save you 10% off anything you order from their website. You got to type it in at checkout. But you get the link, you get the code to help you get in a little cheaper. All right. So you're sitting there, you're trying to position yourself so that you hear these turkeys coming, but you don't want to just set up on the road. The big mistake that people make is they find a tree along the road and they just lean up against it and point in the direction they think the turkeys are coming from.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Well, when the turkey rounds the corner, he knows what that road is supposed to look like. And when you're just sitting there with your legs across the road, he knows instantaneously this is not right. All right, they're instantly on guard and can spook before you even know what happened. And if it's not that clear and obvious of just turning the corner and seeing you, but they can see you from further away, and there's brush or hills or whatever, they can spot you before you even knew they were there, and they're gone. Because it's very unnatural. They know what that road's supposed to look like. So then what people will do is they'll sit back, you know, 10 feet off the road, and they'll try to wait until the turkeys go by and, you know, basically ambush hunt them. Well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. One, they're probably going to see you. But even if they don't, you're almost certainly going to miss because that's just way too close. I doubt you'll ever get the shot because they're going to spook most likely. But, a 10-foot shot, 10-yard shot even. Nah, it's not going to happen, guys. It's just not realistic. So what do you do? Well, two main strategies. Number one, I would set up on a tree that's about 30 yards back, 20 to 30 yards back off the road, perpendicular to the road. Okay. You may want to put a decoy on the road. You maybe not. That's up to you. It depends on what you expect to happen. If you're trying to get the turkey to call them in, then the decoy on the road or just off the road might help. If you're expecting the turkeys to just walk on by, because they always do on, at a certain time or what have you, then I'd just sit there and be quiet and just wait it out and ambush hunt them. But if you're that far back off the road, perpendicular to the road, and they're walking on the road, they're very likely to not see you. Okay, they're moving, they're walking, they're going, they can see that there's nothing close to the road, nothing out of the ordinary. They don't typically just stop while they're walking and peer into the distance perpendicularly to the road, for 30 seconds at a time, seeing if there's anything odd far back there. If they're walking, they're walking. If they're moving, they're moving. If they're eating, they're eating. And if they don't have any reason to be on guard, they can walk right by you on the road and never know you were there. And so if you are ambush hunting, that's the way to do it. Get back 30 yards, and then once they get within range, you know exactly how far they are because you can measure off the distance and you're able to take a really good shot. Another way you can do it is to set up a blind. Pop-up blind is what people mostly use for stuff like this. And what you would do is you would set off a blind off of the road, but being able to see down a stretch of road. You don't want to be able to see 300 yards down a stretch of road. You're better off being able to see 40 yards or less. But you set up a blind, maybe you're 10 yards back off the road, maybe 20 yards back. I wouldn't go much further than that, though. Probably 10 or 15 yards off the road, set up the blind, and which where you've got a good point of view straight down the road, hoping that whatever you're able to see is still within range. And then ideally, this is at a bend, right? The road curves, the road bends. Maybe you can see up, if it's a hairpin turn, you can see up and down both sides of the road. But you could position your blind in such a way, if it's a 90-degree bend or even less severe, you could position your blind so you could still see down both sides of the road, maybe, or you just focus on one. Now you say, well, George, the turkey, I thought you said they're gonna see that that's out of place and they're going to spook. So you want to keep it back a few yards, but you want to set it up in advance. Weeks in advance, months would be better, so that the blind is part of the terrain. It's part of the landscape. Every time they walk that road, they see the blind just like they see a gas well, just like they see an old broken down shack or farmhouse or barn that used to be there. And it does not concern them because it's just part of the terrain. And it just so happens this day you are sitting in that blind. And they come walking down that road, and you've got them. If you're back far enough off the road, but not too far, you can set up some decoys. However, the goal here is to be able to shoot them as they're walking in. So if you're 10 or 15 yards back off the road, and you set up decoys right at the edge of the road, just basically on it, but just at the edge, you don't want to wait until the turkeys get to the decoys because they're going to be too close probably and your odds of missing are going to be higher. So the advantage here is you can measure stuff off. You can know what tree is at 25 or 30 yards for the ideal shot, or you could even, put a stone there or something. And you know when the turkey reaches that point, that is the ideal range for the perfect shot. people are real big these days on, oh, they want the turkey to come all the way into the decoys and beat up the Jake and try to mount the hen. And they just sit there and they watch and take video. And this is the greatest. And this is the, shut up. Just shoot the turkey when they hit 25 or 30 yards at the perfect range. This is ridiculous what people are doing. Trying to get the turkey to come in and beat up the decoys. Maybe if you're hunting in a place where that'll happen, you know, 2 out of every 3 hunts, well then, you know, whatever, great, play with the turkeys. I don't care. Where I hunt, though, if you see a turkey in range and you don't pull the trigger, you're an idiot. Because you may never see another one the entire season or several seasons. All right, don't compromise your ability to take home a nice turkey in order to do what everybody else is doing on TV and on YouTube and trying to get that bird to come in and beat up their decoys. Because if they don't beat up the decoy and they don't try to mount the hen, then what really wasn't a, it wasn't a hunt like the ones on TV. What's on TV is a fantasy, often shot at people's farms, private land, domestic turkeys sometimes. All right, it's not reality. And even when it is reality on public land in the real world, they've hunted for weeks and months and maybe shot nothing, waiting to get that particular shot and then make it seem like this is every hunt because they're the pros. That's how they do it. That's how they create this image. They hunt 15 days in order to get one of those kinds of opportunities, and then they make it sound like this is what happens every time they go out because they're such a great hunter. It's acting. They are lying, trying to build an image of them being so amazing and so superior. So you follow everything they say and they do and buy into it and buy their stuff and buy the stuff that they're promoting and the stuff that they're wearing because they're such great hunters. Guys, so much of the time, it's all a facade. It is completely made up. It is a sham, a persona that they have crafted. And the only reason they have these footage, this footage is because they have hunted so many long, boring, terrible times and nothing happened, but they got to get this footage so that they can make this video so that they can look like experts so that their sponsors will pay them big money and that people will buy their sponsor's stuff. This is how these kind of things work so often. These are usually not the best hunters. The best hunters are the ones that shoot that bird at 30 or 25 yards perfectly, where they have almost no they've got the largest possible margin and the least possible risk of missing. And they take that bird home and they eat it. And they don't tell anybody because they don't want them to know where they shot the bird because that's their spot. And they just go on. And the world usually never even knows they're a great turkey hunter. All right. You got to wake up. Okay. This is just not reality. It's on film. Yeah, I know, but 300 hours of film were shot. And that video that you watched that was so compelling, it was all the most compelling hunts from, or all the most compelling scenes and moments from 5 or 6 or 10 different hunts that they edited together to make it seem like one really exciting hunt so that you'll think they're so great and awesome and blah, 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 blah. All right. I'm sorry, I did not plan that rant. I don't know where that came from at all, but it's true nonetheless. Don't try to make stupid things happen when you can take a good, safe shot and maximize your chance of bringing that turkey home.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right. People say, George, why don't you make hunting videos on YouTube? You make all these other videos. Why don't you make hunting videos? Well, I've dabbled a little tiny bit in that area. And here's what I can tell you. First of all, making videos is hard. It is expensive. To make them good, you usually need a couple other people with cameras and no guns. And that costs a lot of money. Or a lot of friend points. You need to hunt a lot. You're going to blow up a lot of hunts in order to try to get the right shot and the right footage. You're going to not pull the trigger a lot of times because the turkey's not in the frame. They can't get the camera on it. And you just have to wait and go home with nothing that day. And you have to do everything that I just said. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of manpower and a lot of money. And when you finally do get it, you got to play it up and all this. And I just want to hunt. I just want to hunt. I don't care about any of that. When I'm in the woods, I want to be in the woods hunting, thinking about hunting, focusing on hunting, being ready at every moment, not to push the record button, but to pull the trigger. And so I don't record videos hunting. And there are so many other people that do and do a great job. There's nothing for me to contribute. All right. For guys that are just full time making hunting videos in the woods, I will never catch up to them in terms of my production and editing capability. There's nothing I can add to the universe online when it comes to making more videos of hunting that will ever be better than what they're doing. Now, my lane is to provide insight. It's to provide testing. It's to be able to synthesize big quantities of information into something that's understandable and actionable and practical. Doing reviews and testing, that's my lane. That's where I can bring something to the table. That's where my research background and my credentials and my experience and just the gifts that God has given me in terms of information and processing and speaking are able to maybe help somebody. And so that's why I stick to my lane. That's why I don't get involved in some of these other areas. And I don't know how we even got off on all of that, but it's so nonetheless. So you got a blind on the gas line road or just off of the road, really. I mean, it could literally be right there on the side of the road, but I would rather you have some margin. Again, the closer you are to the road, the more focused the turkey's eyes are going to be. So being back 15 yards from the road, I think, is just going to put less scrutiny on you. If you're calling and you have a decoy at the corner of the road 15 yards from the blind, that can work very nicely. Like I was saying, just shoot the turkey before they make it to the decoy. All right? That's the safest way to do it. Now, there are other ways that you could hunt gas line roads. Often, the gas line road is cut into the edge of a hill, and usually a steep hill. Well, you could climb up that hill 10 yards or something like that, and just have a, maybe further, and have a really high vantage point looking down on the gas line road. And unless the turkeys are looking up, there's a great chance that you can stay hidden, or you could find an overturned root ball, or just, you know, a good tree to nestle in against, and you can sort of be kind of like in a tree stand. Calling is a little bit complicated in that position, unless the turkeys are coming from below, you know, up the gas line. If it's a steep hill, you could put a decoy on the gas line road. You're up in this elevated position. The one downside is you're shooting down onto the turkeys. And that can be a weird shot. And people aren't used to aiming or shooting like that on turkey hunting. So you kind of have to think about, okay, where am I aiming? What's my position? What's the range? And because of that, you don't want to wait until the turkey is as close as it can get. You don't want to wait until they're directly 10 or 15 yards under you. You want to shoot them from further away. So again, get a range finder or measure out or figure out your distance one way or another so that you can take a nice, good 30-yard shot. All right. None of this 10-yard stuff from above. You might as well just be hunting them with a bow at that point. You want to get the turkey when they're at an ideal range, not the closest range. Well, people say, well, I want to see the whites of their eyes. I want them to come in and eat out of my hand and then shoot them at that range because that's the most exciting. Guys, okay, listen. The people that say that, one, are liars, or two, they're TV people and it's a game, or three, they're people that hunt in areas that have an abundance of turkeys and they can't hardly go out but shoot a turkey. And yes, there are places like that in America, but chances are not where you live or where I live. Or three, they are so experienced, so seasoned, they have shot so many turkeys, and they probably live in an area that has a great turkey population, even still, that for them, unless they do it, they up the level of difficulty, then they're not fulfilled as much as they could be, or some nonsense. All right, so for the rest of everybody else, which is most everybody else, let it go. Just let that go in one ear and out the other. Figure out the best range for the best chance of taking that turkey. Mark that off mentally or put a rock or a stick or just know when they reach that tree there from that side or that tree there from that side, that is the ideal distance for my gun and my load and my choke tube, which you should have pattern tested and figured out what your ideal distance is. And when they reach that ideal zone, that's when you want to take the shot if you can. All right, this is maybe the biggest mistake people make in turkey hunting these days, is that they want the bird to get so close that they miss, or they shoot from so far that they miss. You know, judging range and distance is crucially important, but even when you know the range and distance, you still have to shoot them at the right range or distance. So figure that out and then take ideal range shots. Can you hunt gas line roads? Absolutely. There are three strategies right there that can help you do it, help you be effective in it if you've identified that turkeys are using those roads. Next thing you guys should do is head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the stuff on Tetra Hearing. But also check out the show notes for this episode. Would love if you went to iTunes, left a 5-star review with comment to help grow the show, help this reach more people. Till next time, I really appreciate you guys. God bless you, and go get them in the woods.